The summer has been quiet here at Downing Street, the political attention elsewhere. But as Liz Truss sits behind her desk here at number 10 for the first time, the political tempo accelerates immediately. Urgent issues are screaming for attention. Her inbox is full.
The number one priority at number 10 Downing Street is undoubtedly Britain's deepening cost of living crisis. And central to that is the cost of gas and electricity. IMF data says Britain is being hit harder than any other Western European country by massive fuel price rises. In 2021, a typical UK household paid around $1,400 a year for energy. By early next year, an average bill could hit $7,600 a year. It means fuel poverty for millions of people. The new Prime Minister says she has a plan.
It was perhaps slightly naive early on to suggest that somehow you could get through it without there being some form of handouts. I would expect very early on that she will come out with a large package that is designed to solve this problem. That will be criticised. Many people will say there are problems with it.
Energy costs are also driving another urgent inbox priority, inflation. In July 2021, inflation in the UK was just 2%. Now it is 10.1%, and one forecast predicts that next year it will rise above 22%. Households are seeing the price of basic staples like bread and milk increase at a rate not experienced since the 1970s.
Liz Truss has looked at the current economic environment and said, it's time for some tax cuts. It's time to free up and liberalise the individual and allow growth to flourish through the government for a while, taking less of our money and potentially even taking on some debt. For me, that's a perfectly sensible economic message.
Northern Ireland is another immediate issue. Truss is poised to unilaterally set aside parts of the post-Brexit trade deal signed with the European Union. She's unhappy with parts of the deal relating to Northern Ireland. The EU has warned that ripping up the deal would risk sparking a trade war with Europe. International diplomatic challenges also need Liz Truss's attention. 7 months since Russia invaded Ukraine, Britain's role in NATO is vitally important, and maintaining relations with European neighbours, strained due to Brexit, is a constant challenge. And finally, there's the question of a general election. Truss doesn't need to call one until January 2025. She's publicly said she won't call an election until 2024. But opinion polling suggests the British public want one this year. And with a winter of severe economic hardship inevitable, Liz Truss may decide her best chance of victory is to go early.
Ultimately, Liz Truss's agenda will depend very much on Liz Truss's own priorities, how she intends to put her mark on a job she's fought so hard to win. But she inherits a portfolio of problems and challenges perhaps unprecedented since World War II. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Downing Street.